I recently bumped into a rabbi friend who immediately said, "Have you seen what happened?" As he fiddled with his phone, the worst came to mind. I had heard those words spoken by another friend 17 years ago on September 11th. Surely not that again. Not another terrorist attack. Not another eruption of evil in the world. What I saw on his phone was terrible. The anti-Semitic defacing of a local synagogue. I was horrified, but confessed to a sigh of relief that it wasn't another terrorist attack. But then I realized that it really was. It was more than a prejudiced prank, more than an insult. It was a hate-filled action seeking to promote more of the same. I don't know who did it. I pray for the perpetrator. I'd like to believe it couldn't be someone claiming to be of Christ. Nevertheless, it was heartbreaking to see the images included a cross and a terribly misused quote from the book of Revelation. Jesus said the truth will set you free. So here are a few truths. Jesus was Jewish and still is the Jewish Messiah, as he is also the Savior of the world. Peter was Jewish. Paul was Jewish. Mother Mary was Jewish. All of the 12 apostles were Jewish. The Old Testament was inspired by God and written by Jewish hands. The New Testament, inspired by God, written by Jewish hands. You could say the Bible is a Jewish book, though also a gift to us all. Nevertheless, within God's word are many words easy for us to misuse. There is reference to a synagogue of Satan. Jesus said this applied to false Jews who pretended to be but were not. This was specific to people who were deeply persecuting the church, not every Jew. This persecution was not a perceived slight, but rather unto violence and death, which Jesus defines as evil. It is the very opposite of our Jewish friends today, known for shalom, peace. Nevertheless, I do know a Jew who was guilty of this. His name, St. Paul. And to those who have said the Jews killed Jesus, please don't dishonor Christ. Read your Bible and find the Lord clearly explaining that no power on earth could rip away his life. Neither Roman nor Jewish, but rather authority was given by the Father, allowing the Son to lay down his life as a sacrifice for all who would turn, repent, believe, and receive. That's the good news. This is Pastor Jimmy Owens. Join us at St. Timothy in Mandeville for vibrant and engaging worship this Sunday morning, or hear more at the 5 p.m. worship service on Sunday night.